Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The comedy horror film that everyone's buzzing about, Bodies, 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 begins its rollout this weekend, and I've got my review right now. This review is brought to you by Skillshare. Use the link on screen or in the description to get a chance for a 1 month free trial, and stay tuned after the review for more info. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my review for Bodies, 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 the latest film from A24 to get people talking. They're having a very good year as far as getting movies into theaters that people are interested in seeing. This is just the latest one, a late summer possible sleeper hit. We'll see where it goes from here. The movie's directed by Helena Rein, who's a veteran stage actress, and you can see the stage influence in this movie because the basic premise is something that has been used for literally centuries. The victims are a motley crew of friends who are gathered at a mansion during a hurricane to make out, get loaded, and weather the storm. Nearly all of them are what we've, I guess, collectively settled on as calling Gen Z, and each of them has a very complicated relationship with one or more of the others. That's one of the things I like about these ensemble cast mystery type films, and it's something that the script does really well, which is to bring together a group of people that are interconnected, but not quite tell us at the beginning how they are interconnected. We learn that through the course of the film, and it's also very enlightening as you're trying to get to the bottom of, like, well, who did what and who was where exactly when and what would the motivations be? This movie's very good at parceling that out over the course of the film. Amandla Stenberg plays a recovering addict named Sophie, who shows up at the party with her new girlfriend, Bea, played by Maria Bakalova. Pete Davidson is Sophie's best friend, David, who owns the house. The cast also includes Mahala Harold, Rachel Sennott, who was a big breakout in 2020 Shiva Baby, and Lee Pace as the lone older member of the crew, out to show that he still knows how to party. Lee Pace, in particular, everybody in this movie is great in their roles, but he's a great change of pace character, no pun intended, actually. His energy really interjects something that makes this a nice cohesive group, because if you've ever been with a group of friends at a party where, you know, you're friends with that friend but not necessarily with that friend of the friend, there's always this kind of a weird chemistry, and they get this right so well in the movie. The name of the film comes from a game similar to what you may have played as Mafia or Werewolf. The group draws pieces of paper from a bowl to see who will be a fake murderer who claims victims with the lights out. But when real bodies start dropping, the game ends very quickly. This is a concept that we've seen before. I mean, this is Agatha Christie and even further back than that. But what really sets this movie apart is the screenplay by Sarah Dillap, who was a playwright, which is, again, where you can see the stage influences in this film. And she sets it squarely in the current generation, or I guess the generation of adults right now, young adults, which is Generation Z. I didn't name it, but it's what everyone's decided to call it. It's in that generational context that these characters develop. It's why I was surprised to hear that neither the director nor the writer belonged to actual Gen Z. I myself am what I guess has been decided as a geriatric millennial, which is a term that I just love. I mean, it's not enough that I look in the mirror and see all this white in my beard. You're literally calling me geriatric. I'm not even 40 yet. There are abundant references to privilege and labels and biases, and these are all topics that this generation, the generation that is not mine, is tackling head on. And there's a lot admirable about that, but there's also a lot of humor found in this because these are perfectly imperfect characters, and a lot of them use the cultural awareness of their generation as masks for their insecurity, sometimes as a shield against their own flaws. So it's not just a film about Gen Z characters who, you know, talk like the kids do. It is actually an exploration of how the current generation of young adults is finding their own way through the lens of the entire generation figuring out what their view on society is. There is something darkly comedic in watching these characters argue about whether one of their podcasts is actually good while there are literal lives on the line. And I think in lesser hands, this would feel either annoyingly on the nose or borderline exploitative or desperately out of touch, like an attempt from older people to be, you know, hip to the lingo that the kids are throwing around. Instead, I found this movie to be a very interesting portrait of how a generation to which I do not belong relates to each other. Now, it may be that people who are the age of the characters in this movie who actually belong to Gen Z may watch this movie and say, well, this isn't accurate at all. I'm literally almost two generations removed from these characters, but I found it to be very intriguing and also very funny. Because this movie's not all discussions about podcasts and privilege. That would get exhausting very quickly. Bodies, Bodies, Bodies is also a really funny comedy, an effective thriller, and a mystery with a lot of unpredictable twists and turns. A24 is known for taking chances on riskier material. This one feels like one of its more mainstream offerings, and that's why I said it feels like it has the potential to perhaps become a late summer sleeper hit. I think this is a movie that pokes some gentle fun at the current generation, but also has some actual insight. It is, you know, full disclosure, something that I'm still getting used to, seeing movies that are aimed at the youth that are squarely not aimed at me, like not even just a little bit. I mean, that's been the case for about 10 years now, but as I get older, the movies become about a generation that's further and further removed from mine. The mark of a really good movie is to be able to transcend the target audience or the audience of people that are being depicted on screen, because it has very humanistic characters and a very relatable message. And I found that to be true of this film and of these characters. I really, really enjoyed this movie. And I'm curious to see the reaction of the non-geriatrics, apparently, and what they think of the film. Because I had a lot of fun with the movie. It is a cross-genre film. So if you like horror films, I think there's a lot there for you. If you like mystery films, there's a lot there for you. If you like comedies, there's a lot there for you. It doesn't lean too hard in one direction or the other. Really, even if you like dramas, there's a lot there for you. It has elements of so many different things. It executes those elements, no pun intended, really well. And then the cast, individually, they all have their standout moments throughout the movie. And it is a murder mystery, so people do drop as the movie goes on. But it does what a good murder mystery does, which is that they go in a surprising order. It's a very unpredictable film. And like I say, when you get to the end, there's so much that falls into place that it is really what I found to be a pretty satisfying ending, and one that makes you recontextualize the entire film that came before. So that's a recommendation for me on Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. I'm anxious to see what it does when it comes out and what the overall reaction is. It's in limited release this weekend. It hits theaters nationwide next weekend. So if it's not playing near you this week, check your listings next week. You should be getting it then. So that's my verdict on the film. Before I go, I want to thank the sponsor for today's review, Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes and members across 150 countries who come together for inspiration and new steps in their creative journey. I've been an editor for over 20 years, but I'm always looking to add new skills to what I can do, so I decided to explore what Skillshare offered to see if there's anything I could add to my editor's toolbox. In just one afternoon, I picked up some great new tips for enhancing and mixing audio on my videos, and I also took a class about multi-camera video editing, which is a skill that I knew on some previous programs, but hadn't yet learned about with Adobe Premiere. Skillshare not only offers a huge variety of classes, the platform is also now available in French, Spanish, Portuguese, and German. Members can also access the entire library of classes with subtitles, so you can enjoy Skillshare in your language of choice. If you're looking to take the next step and learn something new, the first 1,000 people to use the link in the description below and on screen will get a free one-month trial of Skillshare. So hurry up and check out Skillshare today. Thanks so much to Skillshare for sponsoring this review. Thank you for watching it. I'll be back very soon. I'm going to have a review of Bullet Train, which is the big action film that hits theaters this week. I'm also waiting to see what other shoes are going to drop with this Warner Brothers HBO Max situation. I think that a lot is going to happen today, so I'll probably have a video recapping what we know in the next day or two. One of the most intensely interesting sagas that I've seen in quite some time. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when I'm putting out reviews and videos. I'll have box office next week. Lots of stuff still to come. Thanks for being here. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.